Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Tzadi Vav Masech Deschulin. Some of the topics we're learning about include the machlokes regarding Hanotel Gid HaNasha, the amount of Gid HaNasha that must be removed from the thigh. The halacha of Ha'ekel Mi Gid HaNasha Kezai Sefik Arbam. If a person ate only part of the Gid HaNasha, it depends. If the piece he ate was the size of a Kezai's an olive, he gets Malkus. But if the piece he ate was smaller than the Kezai's, he does not get Malkus. The machlik is regarding Achlei Ve'imba Kezai's. If he ate the whole Gid HaNasha but it was smaller than the Kezai's, does he get Malkus? The discussion in Shmuel's halacha of Loi Astra Teira Elisha al Kaf HaYerech. The Issa Deraisa applies only to the top part of the Gid HaNasha that lies on the Kaf HaYerech, but not to the lower part of the Gid HaNasha that travels down the thigh. The machlik is in the case of Achel Mizek Kezai's and Mizek Kezai's. If a person ate two Kezai'sim, one from the Gid HaNasha on the right side and one from the Gid HaNasha on the left side, does he get two Malkus or only one Malkus? The Mishnah's halacha of Yerech Shnes Bashal Bo Gid HaNasha Im Yesh Bo Benesin Tam Harizu Asura. If the Gid HaNasha was not removed and the thigh was cooked together with the Gid HaNasha in it, if the thigh has the flavor of the Gid HaNasha, it is forbidden. The distinction between Bishul cooking and Sliya roasting.